For September the 30th, 2020, this is Dakota Tux Games, episode 193. So, the meta of Magic the Gathering Arena has started to congeal, I would say. maybe not the right word. It's started to take form, and it became apparent that the after Zendikar Rising coming out and the renewal, the decks that were really dominating were the landfall decks, especially with the Omnath in them, the new Omnath card. And I was starting to having some issues with, or not issues, having problems winning matches with my regular decks. So I started experimenting. I had a couple ideas. One thing that I saw somebody do, one of the cards that I really like coming out of Zendikar so far is the Scoot Swarm, which is a green insect creature that whenever you play a land, it creates a 1/1 insect. But if you have six or more lands, it creates a copy of itself instead. And of course, that very quickly produces lots and lots of insects, lots of scoot swarms. So they're just multiplying every time you play a land. And I made a couple of decks that take advantage of that. I was playing around with that, and I was playing against someone, and I noticed that they mutated onto their scoot swarm and then played the land. And now you get a duplicate of the mutated creature. So that becomes even more powerful. Extremely powerful, actually. So I started messing around with that, made a couple of decks taking advantage of that. But I had some success in the beginning, but then things started to stale. I was really not getting anywhere beyond Diamond Tier 4. I was just bouncing back and forth between, well, being at the top of Tier 4 and the bottom. And as people were moving more and more into these landfall decks with Omnath, it became harder and harder. Then the other day, and so I, well, actually before that, I did another attempt at making an artifact deck. Since I really enjoy playing my blue and black artifact deck with the Tesseract, but that's now part of Historic, and this in Historic things are difficult to say the least. There's some really broken combos in there, and so you can be hard pressed to try to play it like a normal type of deck and get anywhere, at least up in Diamond. That seems to be the case. So I thought I should really try to make use of most of the powerful cards in my artifact deck are still in Standard, like Ugin and Forsaken Monument and Palladium Mirror. So I thought I should probably try to make a Standard deck instead, a Standard artifact deck, and see where I can get with that. So I was walking the dogs Saturday and or Sunday maybe, and I started to think I should probably try to, because you can't play a strictly artifact deck. You're too vulnerable to some types of cards, and you really don't have any removals, or not much besides Ugin. So you really have to ramp into Ugin quickly. Of course, that's my main strategy in this deck as well, but you have to have some backups. So the best bet there is to go with black. I thought I've been experimenting with some other variants of Ugin decks. But I thought let's try black because we'll have the removal for cheap early on, and then and then we can hopefully ramp the Ugin. So I made a black and the artifact deck. I mean, it's a mono black deck, you could call it, but it's mainly artifact decks, your deck cards. It has four Stone Cold Serpents, and this is of course the current combination. I played around with it, moving some cards in and out, but this is what I have at the moment. I have four Stone Coil Serpents, three Ginger Boots, one Shadow Spear, three Blood Chief, Blood Chief's Thirst, which is one of the newer cards from Zendikar Rising, which you can it has a kick mechanic, so for one black you can destroy a creature with the power two or less, I think it is, or if it's casting cost two or less, something like that. I think it's power less, two or less. and if you kick it for an additional three, you can destroy any creature. I have three Maze Mind Tomes. Two Epic Downfall, four Crystalline Giant, four Paladin Mirror, or Palladium Mirror is actually the right name. Two Grim Tutors, two Soul Shatter, one Lithiform Engine, three Forsaken Monument, four Ugin the Spirit Dragon, and then for lands I have two Bonder's Enclave, three Crawling Barrens, two Field of Ruin, one Labyrinth of Skophos, four Radiant Fountain, one Castle Lochwayne, six Swamp, one Throne of Makindi, and four Unknown Shores. So my initial plan was to use the life gain that you get with the Forsaken Monument, and also through Radiant Fountain. I wanted to use that with Vito to do additional damage, but through some experimenting, I never really got that to work to any good extent. By the point that I'm getting this life, focus needs to be on just dominating the enemy with the big artifact creatures and then just Ugin destroying things. So Vito doesn't really fit into the plan, so I had them removed one after another. I had three copies to begin with, and then I just slowly reduced them until I didn't have any. And initially, I wasn't doing all that well, unfortunately. It was like kind of irritating because I thought it was a good deck, but I just couldn't get it to work. I put in cards, I took out cards, trying to find what should work or what would work. But yeah, I just couldn't get anything working. And then I also, like I mentioned, I had my mutate deck. The one I ended up with was a, at first it was a Temur mutate deck, but I'll get back to that. I got a Temur mutate deck that worked fairly well, but then it also started to stagnate. Just the Omnath deck were just taking over, and luckily for me, in a way, I'm not completely happy with it. But this week there was another ban, which is of Uro, so that is a very important card for the landfall decks that have been in the meta at the moment. And that became very apparent because as soon as that happened, I thought I moved my I took my Uros out of my out of my scoot swarm deck and turned it into a gruel instead of Temur deck, so it's just red and green. And I immediately started to have a lot of more success. I just in just a couple of days, I've gone from at the bottom of Diamond 4 to the middle of Diamond 1, and that has been partly with the help of the Gruul deck that took me from Diamond 4 up to Diamond 2. Then I switched over to my the artifact deck, and that has taken me up to the top of Diamond 1. So hopefully I'll be able to push into to Mythic in a day or two. But yeah, so these decks are a lot of fun to play when they work. I'm really happy with them at the moment now that the ban has happened, because that really opens up the field. You could tell that people are a bit confused. They're trying all kinds of different decks, and the Lamfall decks have been taking a back seat. I've seen more of the adventure decks. I was beaten down by one earlier today. But we'll see how that goes. I also, while I was at it, I made a green mono aggro deck, which I've only had one match with so far, so we'll see how that goes. But I think it could be a good deck, because it's based on other meta decks that have been winning like 60% of matches. So so we'll see how that goes. But for my Gruul Ugin Swarm deck, as I'm calling it, the deck list is 4 Stone Coil Serpents in this one as well, and 3 Maze Mind Tome. I really love Maze Mind Tome, by the way. It really helps you to get those cards that you really need. It's a perfect 2-drop, because in both of these decks, I don't have anything, or I don't have a lot that I drop for 2. So getting it into play on the second turn, and then just using the scry ability just prior to your enemy's turn ending to control a little bit of what you're going to get next is really helpful. And it really helps in that consistency of getting what you need to win quickly and consistently. So anyway, 3 of those. I don't think I want to add a 4th one. I think 3 is like the perfect sweet spot. It happens every now and then that I have 2 in play, and which I don't mind, but I think having a 3rd one show up would just be a little bit too much. I have a couple of Lotus Cobras in there. I just got a 2nd one, and I'm not completely decided on if I prefer it or not. Over I have a couple of what are they called? This is not an updated list, I'm realizing as I'm looking at it. But I have a couple of the tree. What are they called? Tree something. It's a creature that has it's a 1/1 green creature for 1 green and 1 that will give you 1 green mana, and if you initially, and if you have a creature which is power 4 or greater, it will give you 2 green instead. So anyway, I have 3 of those in the decks. Let's see. This, like I said, this might not be completely updated. Elysian, what's it called? I have it here. Elysian Caryatid. Caryatid. Okay. 3 of those anyway. 2 Lotus Cobras. Two dryad of the Elysian, I think it's called. Garrick's Harbinger, three of those. And two Garrick's Uprising. Those are great to restock your hand. Good draw engines, as it were. I have one Kazandu Mammoth, which is dual-sided card, which also is a green land. Four Scoot Swarms, one Rada Heart of Keld, which is great for getting more lands into play, as it can you can play lands from your library. Two Evercool Phoenix, four Gem Razors, four Migratory Great Horns, two Terror of the Peaks, two Auspicious Sterics, two Nyx Bloom Ancient, two Ugin the Spirit Dragon, and one Great Hedge. And for lands, I have Bonder's Enclave, one of those, three Crawling Barrens, two Crag Crown Pathways, three Mountain, eight Forests, two Temple of Abandon, and four Fabled Passage. So here, of course, point is to get the Scoot Swarm into play and mutate it, and then just start copying it as quickly as much as possible, and just overwhelm your enemy. I found that usually it's not a good idea to play the Scoot Swarm until you're just about to reach six lands, because it'll be probably taken out, at least if you're playing against red or black. So I hold back on that if I can, and try to just set it up so I can and then just mutate it. Hopefully, on you play five lands, you get Scoot Swarm and into play, and if you're lucky, you can mutate it before, and then play the sixth land and start making copies. So that's really works really great. And Terror of the Peaks is also a good combo here, since you're doing damage for each creature that comes into play. So I haven't had it gone crazy yet, but it's helped me enough to have my opponents quit when they realize what's going on. So that's a good combination. Nyx Bloom Ancient, of course, just lets you go crazy if you have Great Hedge in play, and you just can play as much as you can. I had to hold back once, actually, because I was just pulling. Pulling cards and generating new creatures, which were generating me pulling new cards just again with the Great Hedge, and also with Garrick's Uprising, as I was making copies of these 4+ powered creatures. So I had to hold back at one point. My hand was just filled with cards, and I had hardly anything left in my library, and just had to stop there and just do a couple of attack rounds to finish the opponent, and making sure to not play anything, even though I could have played lots of things. So that's the main idea. It's a lot of fun to play. I have a couple of Ugins, like I said, and those are mainly as backup. A couple of times I've just been creating all these copies with the Scoot Swarm, muted Scoot Swarms, and just holding the Ugin as a backup in case there is some kind of wipe. So that's worked pretty excellently. I think that's it for this update. Bye-bye.